was good.
Sub-Zero, who the prolific scorer for Great Neck South, scored 22 in the last matchup against Port. So Port needs to really start with their offense in the first quarter. They've been great getting off the ball very quickly in the first quarter as Spear goes to the bucket. It makes it in for two. Not really a good shot there for DeWitt, but he gets it past Daly in the post, and as Daly brings it back up. A great pass with the left hand from Harris Sonnenklar to Johnny Bellini as he was just cutting in to the post there, and he's got David Sub-Zero, who on defense as he brings it up the court.
Good.
Lee's got that little floating shot there that went in, and he really took it to the rack there with a hard dribble past the defender.
Well, then guarded by Bonnie with the shot on the right. Inside pass to Bellini, puts it up and in. Johnny Bellini with some 4 points early on.
Johnny Bellini, great defender, even better scorer here in the first few minutes. And I really didn't see I saw the contact there, but it was really kind of initiated by Lee there. So not really a purposeful foul by Daly, but a foul nonetheless, as Great Neck South will take it from behind the hoop. So with about 5:52 left, it is 6-6 currently. Bellini with that. Definitely the general of this offense. Definitely an over the back by Huang there, as Daly was just going for the rebound, and they'll take it back out. Still 6-6 here. Port needs to get this offense going. They're definitely great on their possessions. I believe they're about 3-for-4 on possessions right now. So looking to make that 4-for-5.
Travel call against the Vikings. Spear missed the three anyway, so nonetheless.
That's just something that can happen for the Vikings early on, those travel calls, you know, getting those turnovers on easy possessions where they could have some influential buckets.
Wang and back to top shot with guard by Bellini. He crosses half court. Looks inside, hits it Sub-Zero. Round shot put up by Miller. It's good, nothing but net. 8-6 Great Neck.
Miller actually got a three there, so it's 9-6 Great Neck as Port rushes the hoop.
Ben Spear, nice move there.
Great spin move. Ben Spear looking good early on with a great spin move on the left side to get past the Great Neck South defender.
And they're going to call a foul on Mark Daly. Another early one on him.
Yeah, Daly is running into foul trouble early on. Just 4:50 left in this first quarter, and he already has two fouls as he is immediately subbed out.
Brandon Kasler comes in for the Vikings, and he'll take a spot. Two fouls in half the first quarter. Can't have that.
Yeah, I think we all kind of expected him to be subbed out. Coach Julie wasn't keeping him in for that much longer.
Open Miller, and he checks in. High in the air for Miller, back out Wang. Wang guarded by Sonnenklar, mismatch there, but they reset. Sub-Zero guarded by Bellini.
Shot clock kicking down, 8 seconds.
Sub-Zero shot, no good off the front, and great rebound by him. Great offensive rebound for him, and puts it up, and it's good.
Great rebound.
Pass, 11-8.
Great rebound by Huang there, really physical on the boards there. Now Port looks to respond.
Matt Schmitz coming from the Vikings as well. Spear makes his way through, no good on the layup. Rebound by Lee.
Spear really needs to finish with the right hand there, his dominant hand. He was cutting off on a steal.
And Miller didn't see the ball coming. Caswell slows down, looks around. It's Enki John Levent on the left wing.
Not too good a play by Caswell. Just slowed it down a little too much, in my opinion.
Caswell, a nice pass for Levent for three. He's got it. Enki John Levent.
Hang on, Levent, not the most technically sound shot in the building tonight, but he'll make it when he has to.
And now, another pass, a miscommunication. Coach for Great Neck, Steven Liberts, is not happy.
But it was an errant pass by Caslow. Eventually, it will be poor ball underneath their own basket. But Caslow, a little too aggressive on the pass there, but great steal. I don't think he even meant to do that, to take that steal.
And Schmitz came in for Uncle John. Harris Onclair on the baseline. Back outside, it's Bellini and Spear. Spear, nice pass to Bellini. Puts it in with the left hand and one. John Bellini
at 6 points right now, looking for his seventh with only 3:17 left in this first quarter. The Vikings lead right now 13-11. Great pass and great finish by John Bellini. He looks to make it a three-point play.
And that's going to end up on the Fort Vikings highlight reel?
I think it will. Maybe on the highlight video for this game, for sure.
And that's a shot. Free throw's good from Bellini, who's immediately all over the area.
Bellini doesn't take a second off. You know that as well as anybody.
Screen set by DeWitt. And another block by Delini. A steal, but he blocked the pass. Fourth pass, Caslow gets blocked hard by Lee.
Yeah, definitely. Lee's got the size advantage there. Great block. Great not making the foul, but a great pass by Bellini to inside to Caslow. Caslow just couldn't finish with the size advantage. Not for him right there.
Inbound to Caslow. Tried to go with the give and go. It's stolen by Green now.
They're trying to force it into Caslow. He's just not the guy to do it down low.
Miller, a shot. It is no good. Rebound poked from Schmitz to Caslow.
Great poke by Schmitz there to get it to Caslow as Poor brings it up.
Spear thinks about a shot, gets to Bellini. Schmitz inside. Nice pass. It's Brandon Caslow off the glass.
What a great pass by Matt Schmitz. And he was a no-looker. He was going to take the three, apparently, and then decided not to. No-looker right into Caslow for two.
Looks like Patrick Mahomes in the last game on Sunday.
Definitely Patrick Mahomes-esque there. So 16-11 with 2:20 ticking down in the first.
Stop there. Right now, Lee. Left side. He looks around, guarded by Caslow. Back outside. Miller up three. Contested by Sonfire. Right front of him, no good. Rebound by Caslow, who will hurry it up.
Schmitz a little too short on that three. He's going to find it as this game goes along. Don't you worry.
Lee inside the whip. Jump shot. No good. Two bounces off the rim. Back outside. Miller. Good rebound. Good offensive rebound from Greatneck.
Well, Greatneck's avoiding their best player, David Sabzerhu, and it's showing right now. They're on a little bit of a point skid here. Down by 5, 1:35 left in the first quarter.
Well, I think John Bellini's great defense. He's played an excellent game so far, locking up Sabzerhu, who has no points. No points from the field, exactly, as well as playing a key role in offense. As Sabzerhu shuts up a three, that's an air ball. This play with the rebound. And Caslow from Schmitz, he'll bring it across.
Great rebound by Spear there. Had to get a little physical, but ended up with the ball. They're trying to force it into Caslow there, and it's just not working right now.
Lee, shot, no good. Rebound by Spear, and Bellini with under a minute remaining.
The ball just does not want to go into the basket for Great Neck South at this point.
Schmitz thinks about the three, tries again. Sonnenblatter, another broken up pass. A very choppy game here early on.
Yeah, they're just, Port is trying to make passes that they know they can't make. They're just trying to force it into the paint. They can't do it right now. They need to pass it a little around the perimeter first before trying those paint passes.
And it's key to notice. Sub Zerhu shoots a shot, that's an air ball looking for a foul. But it's imperative to notice right now that Great Neck has not made a change despite the struggles.
Yeah, and they're sticking with their starters, but what David Sabzerhu just tried there, he tried to get a foul and absolutely airballed it. So not a good look there. With the shot clock off and 20 seconds running off the clock, Port will look to take the final shot of the first quarter.
Langston Backus is looking to check in for Great Neck. Schmitz with 14 seconds and no shot clock to take his time. Bellini inside. It's good, John Bellini.
I think that should have been an and one there. The defender was not set, but he's not going to get the call. Bellini up to 9 points.
Sabzerhu's passes shot from Lee. Excuse me, Wang. No good. Another air ball at the end of the quarter. 18-11 Vikes.
Yeah, the Great Neck South Rebels are just not looking good with their shot right now. It's really short, it's not consistent, and they have to turn it around or else the Vikings are just going to keep on playing well. And John Bellini is leading the charge there with 9 points. So we'll give it to you for our quarter break. It is 18-11 Vikings as the start of the second quarter. We'll come back right after this break.
Second quarter action with Great Neck South High School, 18-11 in favor of Port Washington Vikings.
So
Bradbury came into the game for the Vikings, and Langston Backus into the game for Great Neck.
Backus looking to provide some size there for Great Neck South as the ball is stolen, almost stolen away by Backus. Spear holds onto it.
Spear inside. It's Bellini down low. Bradbury, three from the baseline, no good.
Bradbury, easy shot there, just couldn't get it to go. 18-11 with 7:35 left in the half.
Subzerhu, Lee, back Subzerhu. It's a nice ball moving around the horn to go. Going to slow it down, look for DeWitt in the post, guarded by Spear. Duncan, shot from Miller for three, no good. Rebound by Sondheim. Miller will back off, and Schmitz will bring it across.
And Great Neck South has not scored in quite a while now. Still sitting at 11 points. Port looks to take advantage.
Spear inside against DeWitt, puts it up, no good off the end of the rim. And here comes Miller. Miller.
Subzerhu is heavily guarded by Bellini. No shot opportunities for him.
This entire game, really.
Really, I don't. He's taken a couple shots from the field, and they have not been good ones.
Coach Dula's game plan of the man-to-man marking from Bellini has really opened up.
Bellini's been great.
Well,
Subzerhu tries to make a move on Bellini, and it's an offensive foul push off on Bellini, and he's playing excellent, excellent defense. So Port will take it out. Chris Bradbury for John Bellini with 6:33 left in the half. 18-11 Vikings right now. There's been a little bit of a scoring skid for both teams. Port looks to change that.
Schmitz, nice shot. Sonicor is open. It's good. Sonicor.
Sonicor, first point of the game there. Looking to keep him hot as the half continues. Great Neck really having trouble with the fouls right here, just pushing off Vikings defenders as the Vikings lead 21-11 with 6:04 to go. And they look to expand this now 10-point lead going into the half, but Bradbury almost loses it with an errant pass to Schmitz.
Here comes the Vikings. Outside, Sonicar for three, no good.
Not too smart a shot there. A little bit of a quick shot for Sonnenklar as he got it back out from Spear, who was in the paint. And let's just go through the last Great Neck South possessions. You got offensive foul, and travel. Not playing too well right now, especially down 10. They really need to turn it around.
Up a three, no good. Rebound by Backus. And the drop for Miller, who will bring it across a 5-20 range.
Sonnenklar got that first three, but can't hit the last two.
Shot from Lee, in and out, rebound by Spear.
Just an unlucky bounce there as Sonnenklar brings it up the floor for the Vikings.
Between the breaks, Ben Spear. Sonnenklar wide open from the wing, no good. Under the rim, and off, rebound by Lee.
Last three Vikings possessions, all missed threes by Harris Sonnenklar. They need to vary their game right now, or else they're going to get stuck in a rut with 4:50 left in the half. Up 21-11. Daly, remember, with two fouls, so he's been out for a while. So they look to get him back in the game plan as the senior point guard.
Nice move, and step back three, no good.
Subzerhu is absolutely off with his shot right now. He just needs to maybe get to the bench and rethink it a little bit.
Spear wide open. See you later.
And Spear, nice shot there. And he'll make it, I believe, 7 points on the day.
And a timeout will be taken by Great Neck South. 24-11 here at Great Neck South High School in Great Neck, New York. Christina Adam Jackman.
All right, so we're back here at Great Neck South High School, and a little just key to the game before the half starts. for Great Neck South, they need to move the ball around a little bit more on the perimeter, get some open men outside, and then try to pass it on the inside to get some easier buckets than just shooting up shots around the perimeter from basically David Sabzerhu, who's the only player right now for Great Neck.
And Wang guarded by Schmitz. For Miller. And look at it, team. Guarded by Mark Daly. 4 minutes remaining here in the half. Lee and Bradbury. Sabzerhu is moving around for a shot. Wang and Miller.
This man-to-man defense is locking up the Rebels right now.
Shot by Miller, no good.
And Great Neck South has not scored this quarter.
Bellini inside, off the glass, in it.
John Bellini is over 10 points, he's at 11, and it's not even halftime. John Bellini is on fire.
I think that's safe to say. Better get fire team, Shiran.
Definitely, he's bringing the house down right now. 26-11 Vikings with 3:25 left in the half.
Here comes Lee inside. Looks around. That's going to be a ball called against him. Court ball.
Yeah, that was definitely a travel as he tried to pass it out to Sabzerhu, I believe, but there was no opening in the Port lockdown defense.
Lee and Bradbury. Lee comes out to contest him. Nonetheless, Schmidt, an open shot, decides not to take it. Looks around for some better plays. Bradbury inside Daly, puts it up. No good. Rebound by Schmidt, tips it up. Daly with the offensive board. Enkijohn puts it up with the right hand. It's good. Nothing but net. Enkijohn Levent.
Enkijohn is a lefty, in fact, and he put that floater up with the right hand as Great Neck takes a timeout. Just to give you a little recap of that last play, Matt Schmitz was in the corner, didn't take the three. I think that was smart by him. He's not yet feeling his shot right now, and he gave it up for a better play, and then it was a pass into Mark Daly. He didn't make it, and then Schmitz made the great tip off the rebound, gave it to Daly. Daly gave it back out to Enkijohn Levent, and Levent made a kind of a not normal shot with the right hand floater, but it worked for him. It worked for him, and Port is leading 28-11 with 2:58 left in this half. They are doing, I mean, everything's just falling for Port, and everything is not for Great Neck South.
And you can't credit this on luck. Port is the better team here today, and they should be on top, and they're playing up how they should be playing.
I mean, but you can't explain that Great Neck South has not yet scored in the second quarter.
Well, I mean,
there have been
defense and luck. I think
it's a miss, and also the offensive fouls combined with the traveling calls has not been a good combination.
Exactly. Once again, 28-11, 2:58 remaining in the first half. Lee inbound to Sabzerhu, who will hurry.
Sabzerhu looking to push the tempo here, looking to get anything going.
Stolen away by Bellini. That was Langston Backus. Enkijohn Levent looks to drive in. Schmitz thinks about a three. Daly wide open. The shot's good. Mark Daly, 31-11.
Great movement around the perimeter, and Daly nails it. They are up by 20 here with 2:30 remaining. It's starting to get into blowout territory, folks. But we got a lot of basketball left to play.
Stolen away. Here come the Vikings. A 3-on-1. Daly goes up. He fouled and one. Mark Daly. Foul called on Adam Miller. He'll head to the charity stripe.
Daly with the and one there on the steal. And I don't know where Backus was passing that, but it went right in the hands of Schmitz. Great pass to Daly, and he took it the length of the floor for the and one. Looking to make it 34-11 right now. Great Neck South still off the board in the second quarter.
No good. Rebound by Wang.
So 33-11 right now. Again.
Guarded by Bellini.
Bellini's been locked down all day, proving it in the steals. And this man-to-man defense has worked for the Vikings. I mean, I was surprised they didn't go with a 2-3 zone, but this man is locking down the Rebels right now.
As we notice, it's Mark Daly and John Bellini. We're just locking down Sabzerhu. Between them, the other one taking Adam Miller on the occasional time. As Miller,
shot clock winding.
Shot up, no good. Violation. Shot clock violation.
They didn't call a shot clock violation. It definitely was a violation. I saw the clock hit zero before he took that shot. That definitely, they were not aware of the clock there.
Well, the
Rebels.
The air ball there, so it's going to be court ball.
Now, Bellini will take it up. He's already got 11 points. Looking to make it more.
Bradbury gets the Perry with the drive inside, back outside, Schmitz, Bellini. Bellini has Sonnenklar, wide open, the shot, it's good, nothing but net.
And they have made their last three threes. It's been Spear, it's been Daly, it's been Sonnenklar, and Port is ahead 36-11.
Still not scored, Bellini comes in with a foul against him.
That's a tough one for Bellini, who's looking to try to stay out of foul trouble. I believe this is his second. I believe he got one early on, very early on. So now it's 107 left. Great Neck South will be taking it out of bounds underneath their own basket. They are still not on the board. Port could potentially be shutting them out through the half. Through this quarter, excuse me.
Shot up, it's good.
Great Neck South first.
Spell is broken.
First points of the quarter. First points in more than a quarter, though. As the pressure's mounting.
Sonnenklar, Levent. Take his time here. Levent from Schmitz on the left side, guarded by Backus. Schmitz, Bradbury. Bradbury. Nice ball moving from the Vikes. Sonnenklar looking for a pick on Lee. Kaslow.
Got 7 seconds on the shot clock here.
Schmitz had Kaslow, but was able to put it up. No good, missed the lineup.
And it's a traveling call on the Rebels, so it will be Viking ball back in their possession. 28 seconds left on the game clock in this half,
and
the shot clock is off. They have this 30-second shot clock here in high school, New York high school basketball. So Port will look to take the final shot here to end the half, or maybe not.
Bradbury, a three-ball, air ball, and Sonnenklar got the rebound. Back outside, Bradbury, Schmitz, inside, forced pass, Viking ball, it stays here.
That's luckily Vikings ball, but Schmitz has done a lot of that. He's tried to get it in to Kaslow in the paint. It just hasn't worked out. I think it's just because he doesn't have the shot, the size advantage there, and he's double covered.
17 seconds, it is Sonnenklar, five way. Tries to get to Schmitz, Schmitz puts it up, he's fouled.
Great effort by Schmitz, who got the pass on the low block and kind of flailed it up backhanded, but he'll get the foul and he'll get the two shots to look to sink it to make it 38-13 here with 11.2 seconds left in the half.
Schmitz and Kaslow lined up. Anken Kaslow. Schmitz shooting. No good off the front. Off the back end of the rim.
Schmitz, a known streaky shooter, and his shot has not been that on today, but his post presence has been very good, so just looks to improve with this shot here.
Schmitz is good on the second.
37-13, 11 seconds left. Great Neck South looking to take the last shot, as Subzerhu brings it up.
Guarded by Kaslow, and expects Subzerhu to take the shot unless an open one's available. It is shot, no good. Rebound put up and in the ball. Playing, they're going to count it, I believe they do. And at the end of the half, it's a dominant performance by Bolani, who scored 37-15, a 22-point lead only halfway through this game.
And we will be back with the Arena Sports halftime report after this short break. All right, we are back with the Arena Sports halftime report. I'm Adam Jackman alongside Chris Spina from Great Neck South High School. Currently, the Port Washington Vikings lead the Great Neck South Rebels 37-15. The Vikings had a great half, almost scoring 40 points. Definitely a high on the season for them in points and a half, and definitely a low for the opposing team. They definitely shut down the Great Neck South Rebels. They only had 4 points in the second quarter. So a real beatdown on defense, highlighted by players like Johnny Bellini and Mark Daly, who locked up premier scorer for Great Neck South, David Subzerhu. So just some influential scorers for Port. John Bellini, over 10 points on the day. He had 2 and-1s, I believe, and he's had killer defense. He's really shut down the Great Neck South Rebels and has been prolific on offense with a ton of assists and points. Also on offense, Ben Spear, as always, who leads the Vikings in points per game. Not points tonight, but he's definitely been a force to be reckoned with down in the paint, as he has, I think, a little less than 10 points, but I think around 8 points tonight. Then you got guys like Harris Sonnenklar, who've been good from three, not great, And then you have guys like Matt Schmitz and Brandon Cazzo who have been pushing the pace of play down in the paint near the floor and have been really electric getting this Port offense to 37 points. Really keys to the second half for Port: don't let David Sabzerhu go on a run. Don't let this Great Neck South team go on a run at all. Play your defense, play your style of play. Don't let your big players get in foul trouble. Mark Daly already has two fouls. John Bellini, I believe, has two fouls as well. Don't try to play terrific defense right now. You got more than enough lead right now. So really at this point, it's about keeping this lead, fundamentals of basketball, and getting out of this gym with the W to go to Archbishop Molloy in Manhasset on Friday night. So that'll do it for the Arena Sports Halftime Report. We'll be back with second half action after this short break. Oh, it's going
to
start.
Welcome back to second half action here at Great Neck South High School. Crispina, Adam Jackson, and Harrison Lefler is going to inbound to John Bellini, and we're on our way. 37-15. Spear, back outside, Sonclair, and Levin. Daly, inside, it's Bellini, puts it up, it's no good. Rebound by DeWitt.
And Huang stood there as Bellini went into the paint, just kind of dumbfounded and really didn't play any defense on him. That's going to need to change in order to get back into this game.
Huang's good, and that's his. He's 3-for-3 in the past 2 minutes of play. Obviously, at the break, as a foul on Daly, but against Mark, against double team on Mark Daly. But what I meant to say is in the final minute, and then in this opening 30 seconds, Huang is 6 points, so he's playing very well so far for Great Neck, trying to get them out of the slump.
Yeah, definitely got a good presence in the paint as Port looks to get it around the perimeter.
Shot by Spear, no good. Rebound by Lee.
Tried to be a little dude, finesse on that three, a little light on it, and just went off the front of the rim. So 7:07 left here, 37-17 in the third quarter.
Hudson shot is no good. Isaac Hamoud.
Huang just getting those rebounds in the paint, putting it right back up, and he's trying to get the Rebels back in this game one shot at a time.
Here comes Daly.
So, looks like Great Neck has switched to a 2-3 zone, which seems to be working a little bit better.
Spear no good on the high, bounces off the rim. Stops there. Guarded by the lane on the right side. Looks to drive. Hamoud and DeWitt shot is good.
So Great Neck South, right now, they are on a 6-0 run against the Vikings. So Vikings call a timeout. We'll take you to a short break. We'll be back here on WDOT.
Daly puts it up for three. It's good, Mark Daly from beyond the arc.
Great shot by Daly from the corner. A little finesse there. And Port is now up 40-21. Mark Daly really on fire here as he's made three of his last three shots.
And Spear, Spear staying with him. Open shot for Lee. No good. Rebound by Bellini. He'll take up the lights. Bellini. Sonclair. Sonclair, a bit of room, gives Levent. Levent steps back, looks around. Movement, here comes Spear. Spear, inside, back outside, Levent. Thinks about the three, gets to Sonclair instead. Sonclair, cut, backdoor pass, recovered by Levent, puts it up in air.
So Levent just kind of picks up the errand pass to Bellini, and he gets it in on that signature right hand, kind of awkward floater, but it works for him, and it works for the Vikings, 42-21. With 5 minutes remaining in the third.
Lee and Hamoud. It's going to be Port ball.
So not really sure what happened there. Probably kicked off a Rebel defender.
I thought it was DeWitt. And Bellini on the left side looking for an open Sonclair, but Spear looks inside. Daly puts it up and in off the glass. Zeru 2 points on the bench.
And that was from the free throw line, so he hasn't hit anything from the field.
Looking to change that, it's Sub-Zerhu. Drive back outside.
And we've seen that time and time again. He can't get inside because of Bellini's prolific defense.
Sub-Zerhu thinks about it. Nice cut there from Sub-Zerhu, but he couldn't get anything with it. Block by Spear. DeWitt trying to do too much. It's a 3-on-2. Sonnenklar shot from the elbow. Levent's there to put it up, but misses the layup.
Levent makes the tough shots. He couldn't make that easy shot there, and he'll pay the price on the other end.
No good from Blues. Rebound from who gets it to Daly.
So the Vikings a little slower this half, but look to pick up the pace here.
Inside Levent, nice pass to Spear. Thinks about a shot, drives in, loses possession during that call. What they're going to say, I believe it's going to say here, it was off lead. So they're going to say it's Washington possession.
So Poor right now is outscoring Great Neck 7-6 here in the third quarter.
John Grenard and Langston Backus check into the game for DeWitt and Lang. Inbound, it's Bellini. Side shot is good.
Spear been dominant in that post position, and he asserts his position there. Gets the pass from Sonnenklar. Easy bucket for two. 46-21, 3:25 remaining in the third.
Shot from Sub-Zerhu, deep three, no good. And that was very, very far. Now from Bellini, guarded by Backus. Bradbury, Bellini, Spitz. Loses possession. Drives him into the backcourt violation call. Lee. Side. Lee's backcourt. And Sub-Zerhu guarded by Bellini. Puts up a three. High bounce, no good. Rebound from Spear and Bellini up the other way. John Bellini looks around, puts on the brakes, and he's going to get it to Daly. Daly on the right wing, and it's Bellini drives inside, gets blocked by Guard, but the ball stays in possession. Inside Grenard, there's a foul here, and he's going to go.
I'm surprised there was no foul there on the defender who was defending Bellini. I believe that was Grenard, but no foul and a foul on the other end. So Jannar will be shooting too.
Coming in the top of the game are Isaac Hughes for Great Neck and Brandon Haslow for the Vikings. First shot. Sub-Zerhu comes out for Hughes. Daly comes out for Haslow. Jacob Katz looks to come in as well, making his first appearance of the year. He comes in for Spear.
Well, with the Vikings leading by so much, it figures that they'll get some of their second team players in to get some experience.
And now every player on the Vikings has played in a game as well.
Well, they don't have many players, so it's not that hard to do.
Shot was good from Grenard on the second free throw. Here comes Caslow. Right now on the court, it's Caslow, Bellini, Bradbury, Schmitz, and Katz. Inside, Bradbury puts it up. No good. Nice poke from Katz. And it's Bradbury for this time. Caslow thinks about it, three, cuts inside, Brandon Caslow, no good.
He tried to get the little behind-the-back layup, but couldn't get it there.
No good from Hamouz, and Bradbury looks for Caslow, cycles around, then Schmitz, 4-3, no good. Rebound by Lee.
So, Port really not shooting all that well right now. They need to figure it out against this Great Neck South 3-2 defense.
It's Grenard and it's Miller. Side. Out. Miller. Guarded by Bradbury. Backus looks to come inside. Backus puts it up and good.
Well, Backus had only one man to beat there, and that was Matt Schmitz in the post, and he did a good job of that as Great Neck cuts the deficit to 46-24 now.
Tipped off.
So 1:05 left in this third quarter. Ford a little slower with the offense right now, but that's expected as they're up by a lot and putting in some of their second team players.
And it's Bradbury outside. Cats. Cats looking to pass. Inside Cats. Steps up Bernard. Bernard and back. And back is trying to double team him. Now Bradbury's caught. He's able to get the cast, but it's Bellini. Bellini settles down. Nice move there. Makes the Casual back outside. Schmidt. Schmidt thinks about it. Knocks off the arm of the Blues. And it looks like it's going to be a jump ball. Or, as a matter of fact, I believe it's going to be a great neck possession. That was Jason Lee getting inside.
So I believe it's going to be a timeout there called by Port or
Great Neck.
Don't not sure. Well, I guess yes, they call the timeout to keep possession there. So 18.6 left in the third quarter. Port up 46-24, up by 22 points. So just looking to sustain this lead right now. The perimeter offense has not worked for them thus far. They're trying to get it around the perimeter, but that 2-3 zone is kind of working. They're working much better for the Rebels right now as they're keeping Port at bay in terms of points. Still, I believe they're getting outscored in this quarter, so their offense really needs to change, turn something around, but the Port defense still has Johnny Bellini in there, and when he's in, there's not much to be done because he's a great one-on-one defender.
Called against Bernard. Caswell with inbound.
So still set up in
the open on the side of the net, and they're able to immediately get picked up by Miller. Looks around Bradbury, no shot clock. Time is expiring. Schmidt, Caswell with three, no good. Caswell misses from beyond the arc, but nonetheless, the Vikings are a big 22-point lead going into the fourth quarter. Action here at Great Neck South High School, score 46-24 in favor of the Washington Vikings. Inside DeWitt. Inside moves. Bernard looks around, finds his man, and back is shot from 3 point. Pass a nice rebound, and just chucks it up. Nothing given there. Here comes the Vikings. Mark Daly, then Spear, looks inside. Spear looks Sonicler. Sonicler fakes a shot, guarded by Miller. Around, back outside. It is a shot from three, no good from Bradley. Backus loses possession. To Bradbury, second 20 remaining. Very high-paced 40 seconds. As Spear wide open, trickles around, rim, and it falls. Ben Spear, two away from 50. Inside Bernard, nice move.
Bernard's been playing well while he's been in the game. He's only a sophomore, but he's 6'2". He's a great forward, and he's been playing his position well, getting on the inside against some of the smaller Port defenders. But Port does generally have good size right now, as they've got Schmitz, Daly, and Spear in right now, some of their taller players on the team. I know they're missing one of their tallest 6'4", Lewis Blakeman, tonight out with the flu.
Free throw's good from Bernard.
But apparently, Lewis, affectionately slew to the Port Vikings team, has not been needed so far tonight.
Sonclair wide open. Beyond the arc, no good on that one.
Sonclair been a little inconsistent with his three shooting, but why not take it up this amount of points?
Miller inside DeWitt. DeWitt guarded by Spear. Has a walk ball on him.
6:43 remaining. Port up 48-27 here in the fourth quarter. Chris Bradbury being the lead man for this Port offense right now, trying to create some open possessions.
He gets the ball across and they're able to do so. Bradbury now puts on the break. That's a walk called on him.
Bradbury been a little too flippant with the ball right now, kind of just trying to create opportunities when they're not there for himself mainly, but he's been generally good about getting it out to his fellow teammates.
And Grenard, right by Schmitz. Schmitz is able to stay with the ball, pass over the head of the intended target, Adam Miller.
So that'll be Port possession deep in their own territory here. 48-27 here, as Chris Bradbury will inbound it.
Looking coming to the game for Hamuz and Miller are David Sobzerhu and Jason Lynn.
So, as we said at the beginning of the game, these guys were supposed to be the prolific scorers for Great Neck South, and each of them has not had too good a game.
Schmitz inside, looks back outside. Daly collects the pass, stolen away, but regained by possession. It was Sobzerhu making the initial attempt. Spear, making a shot inside against DeWitt. He gets wrapped up. It's a nice turnover. Here comes John Grenard. We go to Backus. Backus, Grenard, pass to Lee. Lee, top of the key, looks around. He's on Sonic Car. We're going to call it a shot. Foul against him.
Sonic Car playing a little too tight there. I know he's definitely puts a lot of effort on defense. Just a little too much right there. And he'll get called for the foul as Bellini and Angajong come in for Chris Bradbury and Matt Schmitz here with 5:50 remaining in the game.
And now to Lee guarded by Daly. Grenard and back. Angajong, Grenard was open there for the guys here, but three ball put up, no good. Rebound by Spear. Comes on far on the left. Looks for Daly. Daly comes inside, puts it up, foul call, and he's going to head to the charity stripe.
So Daly from the charity stripe has not been there today. So he'll take two shots here, up by a significant margin. Look to end this scoring skid for both teams. They haven't scored in a long time.
Daly's good on first.
Daly definitely got that sweet stroke working tonight.
Second ball falls as well. Court has reached 50 points this evening. Stops Erhu, and it's DeWitt losing it. He has Daly in hurries. Here comes Mark Daly. Lee behind, puts it off the glass, and then nice play. Stops Erhu. And the ball is going to go all the way back. Sobzerhu will collect it, and that's a backcourt.
So Great Neck having all these pitfalls on offense, their defense not helping them out with a lot of points being scored by the Vikings. Mark Daly had 4 points in about a 30-second or 15-second span there with the two free throws and the bucket on the other end.
Nice pass from Sonicar. It's good, Ben Spear.
And that has been a signature play of the Vikings all the way back to, I believe, our sophomore year. They've done that kind of inbound play to the big man inside. I remember they won against Plainview, and Garrett Ressa got that on the inside. That was a while back.
Great Neck will regain possession. Quang will inbound it, who just came in for DeWitt earlier on.
So a nice block there by Spear. It'll go out of bounds. 23 seconds on the shot clock. 4:36 remaining in the game.
Nice collection by Jason Lee. Back outside. It's back. It's back. Around side. Sub-Zero for three. No good. Rebound by Bellini. Bellini falls to the ground. Maintains possession. Here comes Daly. Inside Levin puts it up and in. Angin John Levin.
Great recovery by John Bellini to get it to Angin John Levin there.
Wang inside. Nice move in the post.
And just to mention, David Sobzer, who's still 0% from the field, it has not been his night.
Stress pass, 4-1 from Harry Sonicar. Sobzer, who's testing his luck, no good. Lee and Bernard, that's a walk called against them. And Jason Lee does make the shot, but after the travel.
And what we see right now from David Stubbs there, who under 4 minutes left in this fourth quarter, he's just chucking it up right now at this point.
Just trying to pack his stats.
There's no real stats to pack at this point, Chris, but whatever he can do, I guess.
Well done. Leaney stretch pass, Daly and Spear. Daly takes the three. It's in. Mark Daly.
That sweet stroke is working. Keeps going on that three for Daly, his second of the game.
Sobzerhu, it's good. David Sobzerhu from downtown. That's his first three of the game in garbage time.
His first field goal of the game. So.
Exactly. Sonniclar inside. Spear loses it. Nice poke from Grenard, I believe.
Tried to force it into Spear. Spear couldn't get possession of it as Grenard poked it loose.
About 3 minutes remaining. It's Sobzerhu again, and he got it. David Sobzerhu.
David Sobzerhu finding a stroke from three a little bit recently. Hasn't been all game. Now 59-35. Not like it really even matters.
Sonniclar gets it to Spear. Spear looking for Daly, I believe. But gets it to Sonniclar inside. Misses the layup.
Sonniclar upset with himself for not making that easy bucket there, understandably, as Sobzerhu really pushing the pace there.
Puts up a three. No good. Rebound by Levent.
Sobzerhu just taking every shot he can get.
And Bellini puts it in, but I'm surprised the coach is letting him do this.
Bellini a steal.
Intercepts the inbound. Sonniclar blocked, but that's a foul called against Grenard.
I'm going to question Bellini. Bellini, great steal, great awareness to get that steal there. Really, we were surprised by it, but I think he shouldn't have given up to Sonniclar. You know, Sonniclar's going to get these two shots to take. But I think Bellini would have been probably better off going up there himself, trying it out. He was a little closer to the basket at the time. So 2:23 left here in the game.
Sonniclar shooting. First one, no good. So it's Caslow and Katz coming in for Spear and Daly.
So it looks like they'll take the rest of the game on the bench.
And Sobzerhu comes out, as well as John Grenard in replace is... Replacing them is DeWitt and Adam Miller. Second round falls for Harris, 62-35.
So, bounding garbage time in this game right here is Great Neck South. Trying to make anything happen, just really running some plays here. We're really not, though.
Air ball, it's off the event. Sonniclar comes out. No, stays in. But Bellini will come out. Bradbury comes in, I believe.
I don't know why Engenjohn didn't try to save that ball. He obviously touched it, and then he put his hands away from it. So, interesting play there.
Good for Quang. And we've seen a lot of him at the low block.
Quang has been very good. Very good in the post.
Despite the blowout, Caslow, Bradbury, has Levent open from the opposite baseline. But here comes Sonniclar. Miller, and it's Levent. Cats inside, nice pass, but taking his back away. Caslow from three, no good.
And Lee will take it up.
Here comes Backus, nice power move. Here will foul on Bradbury.
I don't know about the foul there. I think he got all ball, maybe some body contact, but really not anything with the hands. But we got 1:37 left here in the game, 62-37 for the Vikes. Looking to move on to 3-0, the best start since 2015 for the Vikings, if they can just get these 1:37 over with.
Shot good from Backus.
Backus will make that one with ease. 62-38 now. Backus has a couple points to his name in this game. Looking to make it one more, and he does. 62-39. Vikings offense looking to get something maybe before this game is over.
Caslow, Bradbury. Checks around Sonniclar. Buck 30 remaining. Nice inside pass. Caslow. Levent thinks about a three, but decides to pass to Harris, as that was a smarter play. Levent, Katz. Katz cuts inside. Bradbury. Call no shot on that despite him banking in.
It was a nice move by Bradbury. He didn't see anyone cutting on the inside. Caslow, he wanted Caslow to cut, but Caslow didn't. He went inside himself. shot up the little floater, got it to go, but the foul, unfortunately, is before the shot went in the basket. So Harris Sonnenklar will take it from below their own basket, and Jason Lee will come out for
John Blant.
So Blant is getting his first minutes of the game here.
Harris looks around, off the head of Harris out.
Off angle John Levent there.
Yeah.
So we got 1:13 remaining, 62-39 Vikings lead against the Great Neck South Rebels here at Great Neck South High School. Under a minute left.
DeWitt guarded by Katz. DeWitt, let's give the move. That's a bit of a walk there, I think.
That definitely was a travel there.
Katz with a nice rebound. Here comes Sonnenklar with 45 seconds remaining.
Sonnenklar testing out his point guard skills here in the last minute of this game.
Bench to Bradbury. Harris is open. Bradbury tries to pass the ball to him. Well then. Guarded by
Well, they called the travel against Caslow there, but they didn't call the travel against DeWitt on the other end. A little questionable here, but we got about 20 seconds to go.
DeWitt inside, guarded by Levent. Looks like a shot. No good. Rebound by Levent. Shot taken. No good. Bradbury the rebound. However, it's Miller regaining it after taking the initial shot. And Katz fouls Miller, who will head to the line with 2.4 remaining.
So 2.4 seconds remaining in this game. And Miller looks to take probably the final two shots of this game, as you'd suspect the Vikings would just dribble it out as courtesy to the Rebels here.
No good on the first shot.
Miller looking for last points of the game here.
Second one, it falls, so they're going to reach 40 points today. Sonnenklar will let the clock run down. Final score here, Great Neck, 62 for Port Washington and 40 for Great Neck. Port advanced to 3-0 on the year, and they will face again. They will face against Archbishop Molloy on Friday in the Manhasset tournament. That is the B team. And hopefully with the win there, we'll advance to the finals of the Manhasset tournament on Saturday.
Yeah, Port's played some very good basketball through the first three games of the season. Nothing really to complain about in this game tonight as they obliterated the Great Neck South Rebels. And they, as Chris just said, they look to get the win against the Archbishop Molloy B team. Don't worry, it's not the nationally ranked A team. But the B team can't be any slouches on the court. So Port's going to have to come out with a good effort to get the W there and hopefully advance to another tournament champion in Manhasset. So that'll about do it for our broadcast here tonight at Great Neck South. Chris, why don't you take us out?
Well, thank you for tuning into our broadcast here tonight. Chris, being Adam Jackson. Support Port Washington in Manhasset, as it's basically a Friday home game, close enough. But if not, make sure to listen to our broadcast for this game as well as the rest of our game, which will be up on portradio.org, as well as the highlight video that will be coming up. You can check that out on at Port Vikings. Once again, thank you for tuning in to us tonight, and we'll catch you next Friday as Port will face off against Archbishop Molloy. Signing out, Chris.